Johnson is to drop smoke, marking where. This is subject policy guidance concerning release of information in Vietnam. Questions raised concerning implementation of policy guidance on release of information in Vietnam require restatement and amplification of existing guidance. Your concurrence or comment is requested in the following. Authority and responsibility for the total U.S. information effort in Vietnam has been centralized in the country public affairs officer, U.S. Embassy. In order to ensure proper, intelligent, and consistently meaningful support to the country PAO in carrying out his responsibilities, it is considered essential that within Vietnam, complete responsibility and authority for public information matters concerning the military be vested in Comus Mac V, that he be the sole military coordinator with other agencies of government, and that he be the sole military clearance and releasing agency for operational information or any other information of a general interest news nature on any and all military units and personnel physically in Vietnam. Paragraph. All news releases on operations and another subject matter of a general interest news nature will be cleared by, released under the imprint and dateline of, and disseminated by Comus Mac V. When clearance, released, and dissemination, should be release and dissemination, have been effected by Comus Mac V, components are then free to make further dissemination in whole or in part, and by whatever means and for whatever purpose desired, provided Comus Mac V is identified as the source. It is not expected that Comus Mac V will see fit to transmit electrically all or even most of the information released to news media in Vietnam. However, it is desired that a daily summary of significant news developments reflecting activities of all armed services of both U.S. and RVN be prepared and transmitted electrically for the benefit of newsmen not in Vietnam, but obliged to write about developments there. It is also desired, or also is desired, that weekly summaries be transmitted electrically, as well as special reports on developments of unusual interest or significance, particularly those involving U.S. personnel. Wherever possible, electrically transmitted information should be presented in news story or fact sheet form so that it can be made immediately available to and will be readily understood and usable by newsmen. It is requested that copies of all releases made by Comus Mac V be emailed to OSDPA. Conduct of hometown news programs may be delegated to components under guidelines prescribed by Unified Commander. The purpose of this message is not to halt or slacken the flow of public information, but rather to ensure that it flows through the proper channels. Nothing in this message should be interpreted to inhibit or otherwise affect the free flow of official information through official channels for official purposes. Policy governing public information photography in Vietnam was covered in defense message so-and-so.
That was the basic policy issued by the Department of Defense Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, Arthur Sylvester, which governed our activities in Vietnam. The following is a press conference with the Major General Richard Stilwell, who was the Chief of Staff for MACV. He may have been J3 at the time. I'm not sure when this happened.
We have anything across the record of that. The first part is the permission spoken to begin with. I think everyone is generally aware of the mission and function of the U.S. Special Forces personnel in country. They are together with Vietnamese Special Forces personnel as advisors, as trainers, and in provision of operational support for the paramilitary program, which has added considerable substance to the overall synergy of the GVN through a program which has harnessed paramilitary resources originally deep within the several Molten Yard provinces, or provinces which are predominantly Molten Yard ethnically, and then of course subsequently have extended throughout South Vietnam with primary concentration in the areas contiguous to the Laotian and Cambodian frontiers. So their role and function is direct support of the Vietnamese in the same manner, really, that our entire advisory apparatus is positioned and for which it functions. So thus, as of the early morning hours of 20 September, Sunday last, maybe we were yesterday, we were positioned, that is to say our U.S. personnel were positioned in all of the lottery camps which have played large or minor roles in the last week's development. That our very position in these camps, and Darlak and Klondike provinces, we were having to the events. Skipping for the moment over the chronology of development, I would say in one word that everything that the U.S. Special Forces and other personnel involved and U.S. equipment did during the past week was done to our way of thinking, and as best we could interpret it, on behalf of or at the request of the government of Vietnam. During the course of the past week, in most of the camps, for one reason or another, the Vietnamese Special Forces personnel, our basic counterparts, were withdrawn or evacuated, or in certain cases became tragedy. But the U.S. personnel stayed on conscious decision on the part of the mission in order to act as a communication link or for whatever other purposes might be served as between the insurgent Yadé on the one hand and the government of Vietnam on the other. It was the U.S. personnel and presence that contributed importantly on the first day, Sunday, in turning certain of the Yadé companies away from the initial objective, which quite certainly was by the Turks, and getting them back quickly to their camps. It again was a U.S. officer, Colonel Freund, who, by his own persuasive powers, convinced the contingent from Bon Sapah, which, for the purposes of brevity, from this point forward, we might just refer to as BSP, because I'm sure there are going to be lots of questions with respect to that camp. We'll argue that point later now. S-A-R-P-A, more commonly known as SAPA. It took them back on Monday afternoon last, the 21st of September. Description of the U.S. role. To go back to the beginning, and I think Lee has already put this out, that they were in the four corps which dispatched forces to Van Matur on Sunday. Actions on the part of the latter leadership to restrain or otherwise limit U.S. movement in the camp during the hours from the time that the whistle blew to start move-out preparations until the time that their intentions were clearly evident to the authorities in Tarlac and Klondike. One can only surmise that this was done by, for the obvious reason of preventing any personnel from sounding the alarm.
Kept away from radios.
Kept away from radios, and concurrently, the, in most instances, we don't have all the details, and they're somewhat tangential now. Antenna lowered or antenna disconnected from the radio. And also no permission to debouch from the camp by any other means of transportation. In one instance, a light aircraft which landed in one camp was kept there now for the same reason. For the balance of the week, so the question is whether or not the word hostage properly applies is difficult one to sort out, one might say it. It's moot. On the one hand, as I've indicated earlier, there was reason for us, our people, to stay there, at least a certain minimal numbers, as the communication went. But apart from the fact that certain property and equipment in these camps, and on the other hand, there was reason to think that, at least in some of the camps, there was a very definite interest on the part of the Rad Aid for us staying in those camps. The fact of the matter is, the issue was not forced.
Well, for how long on that Sunday were you out of radio contact then, and also how long this movement existed?
Kid Gray. Mr. Gray. And I'll have to call Ned on your memory to help me out. There were certain camps. We were in communication with certain camps by the middle of the day, Sunday. There was another camp that we did not establish communication with until the following day.
That's the
Would you repeat that question, John?
Well, now that the evacuation has been effective, for the hostages, what is the status of the American side in those camps? Are they still in the camp, still attempting to mediate as of today?
There are American Special Forces personnel in all of the camps, that is to say, four of the camps. All of the camps except one. There are no Americans in Bone Spar at this juncture.
As a result of what, is there voluntarily four out? Is it barred or barred in?
There are no Americans in Bone Spar at this time because it was a mission decision taken early this morning to move them out of there.
Is there a reason for that, sir? I mean, can you tell us what the reason is? Is it too dangerous to pass through?
Yes, I said I knew it was a Now, let's just stay on the record. How many were pulled out, John? How many generals were pulled out of Bunker Park?
I had American Special Forces personnel.
We had a full A detachment there, which consisted of 12 persons, well, two officers and 10 of the bomber sergeants that the Army had. I'm not talking about that specific detachment, I'm talking about the composition of the Navy. It may well apply to do that upon us, but I'm just saying the sergeants and special forces sergeants bring to look at people.
First one of them.
The total of
15. And how many are in the other four camps where we have people? How many total special forces?
Well, it varies. It varies. In two of the other camps, we have full detachments, full aid detachments. In the remaining two camps, we have at this time a somewhat smaller number. This was not by design, basically, but by functions of the posture we find ourselves in on Sunday morning.
General, how
are these
people
We put three transport helicopters in, two of them, with them out. I thought this was a presumption on my part that we didn't get the test. But we simply passed communication early this morning to Senator Perrin that to be at the main gate and that there would be two choppers after an hour that we would signal and we was at the main gate.
No power
resistance
to the
point.
Nope.
Did the
Mokians know in advance that they were going to board these helicopters?
They certainly did.
They were informed.
Yeah. At what time they were informed, I don't know. Sure. But I would like to make note that it was a very deliberate accident.
Could we take it?
We don't have to get back.
But the fact that we decided to pull the Americans out of Bone Supply, would that indicate that we had failed in our own efforts to get the GBN to take more conciliatory lines?
We certainly hope not.
Indicate that.
Certainly the mission hopes that the matter of the Milton Yard GBN relationships will continue to be addressed by both sides.
Did
anyone ask us before we went out? You mean the U.S. personnel
this morning?
No, we did that on our own initiative.
There were no requests. The GBN applied to the
So?
When did they inform you of their plan to try to reestablish the force there?
We were aware generally of the plans from early yesterday afternoon on. And more specifically, late last evening.
Well, I wonder if I could be more correct in a few questions now.
Well, and then let's make it clean. This, you know, this could go back and forth and there'll be confusion.
I have one.
Yeah, we get off the record and then.
One more on the record of that. You said that as best you could interpret it, everything the Special Forces had done this week was on the request of the GBN. particularly the question of remaining in the camp from Sunday onward, how was this request of the GDN made to you?
I think the record will show that I said everything we did was either at the request of the GDN or, in our interpretation, on behalf of or in the interest of the GDN. Definitely no request to be pulled up.
Surely, aren't there reports? Part of this great.
When you answer that, but in discussions between Ambassador Taylor and General Kahn, there was very clear awareness that the special forces were in the camp, and the discussion of the fact that someone like Colonel Kahn would act as courier.
Is there any prospect that communications can be...
Well, we go back to this for one moment. First, we'll just answer the question. And which I presume it does in a literal sense. The only aspect of this, it seems to me that unless you have unless we were faced with a specific request to do otherwise, it is reasonably logical to assume that we were that it was in the common interest to keep them there.
Yeah. The point I wanted to get at, just to be sure, is that at no time did you have a request from a representative of the GDN to pull these troops out of the camp.
This is having been under discussion as a, at least from an attitudinal standpoint on the Corps commander, when he was looking at this, the equation that he faced on Sunday. And it is our understanding that the troops in those camps are all preparing for the resumption of operations.
The troops at 29?
Yes.
And there are Vietnamese officers back in those camps.
That is correct.
Gravity officers, as they are, there's some actual Vietnamese
officers. Gravity officers. Both were just gravity. These are Ivan officers in each instance.
Gravity extraction.
Gravity extraction.
When you say resumption of operations, does that mean against the BC, just for clarification? Is that what you mean here, or against?
We only use the word operations in BC. The other term is insurrections.
See, I think one thing that probably hasn't come up clearly is it might. Is that after Sunday's initial events, starting on Monday, the movement of American special forces in and out of the other three camps has been relatively free. The only one there's been a question about, as you described earlier, was Bounce Apart, not the other three camps.
There was some that's when there's been movement of American personnel in and out of all five of the camps.
Okay. So if we get that
message Monday afternoon.
The second part of my question, that David, you made it clear about the floor, but Bounce Apart still sits there. My question was, does the U.S. evacuation make Bounce Apart sitting duck now when he can't begin the young retaliation?
as between U.S. personnel and the missing or absent remote leadership. The second part of your question will be the first part of your question. Has to do with the reintroduction of U.S. Special Forces personnel into Lone Sopan. The modalities of that will be discussed by the appropriate alderman Special Forces personnel in the Second Corps.
What was the reaction yesterday by the Montagnards about the sudden descent of the helicopter to take out the people they regarded as hostages? Was this a cheerful welcome that the helicopters received? Were they eager to give up these hostages?
I think this is getting into your direct area. Well, sir, I wouldn't say they were eager to give them up. And so there's quite a story here, and they won't piecemeal out again, and I leave you to judge following whether this
is whether this dramatic story is this one off, and I hope we're going to have
a little more. This is a U.S. operation.
Yeah. And as I say, I think it's giving you the answer on that.
Just one final small point on the record. You said 13 people have been pulled out this morning, an 18 and a 20. We had been told in the MACD release earlier that there was half an 18, a 6 person.
With the release of the and evacuation of the Vietnamese prisoners yesterday, we then reinforced that detachment to a full detachment.
Can we anticipate a review of the Special Forces role?
Not from our standpoint.
Sure, when you say they were not eager to give these Vietnamese up, does that mean that we just went in and took them?
Was clearly stated in the morning paper.
in the, at least in the post that I read, in which it was reported that the release of these prisoners was a condition precedent to the considered study of Molten Rod, that what the words were, grievances, problems, whatever, by the GDL. And I think that was that logically stated.
General, if they were to come off that way, do you think that the Molten Rods will feel that the Americans are sold down the river?
This is clear that there was a request.
Lieutenant Floyd.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know. I have no specific capacity.
And that's specifically at the national level. The subject was discussed by General Kahn and Ambassador Taylor. And we look at the
well, the other thing that Mr. Gross was, and he raised, or you raised the possibility of it, if at one time General Cole formally said something, and my memory is vague on that. I know it was under discussion. It was a point not pressed, I know that, but if it was, I don't even, but the real question was, was it ever tabled? It's just an aberration in the general.
A disagreement as to whether or not food should be brought into the food and supplies should be brought into these various camps on a continuing basis. And it was on again and up again for a period of days. But as far as I know, the supplies continue to roll in on every day. Did this difference in opinion ever reach the national level?
At the request of the GVN, Friday last, 25 September, we stopped the shipment of food to Point Sequoia only, to El Camps.
This is awesome, but
if it had continued on for any length of time, I might point out that the stoppage of food in a given moment has no immediate impact. It was done generally in the question of hostages, but appeared applied only to one camp.
So how many
did that play? It was part of the overall arrangement, and of course, to try to bring the basis for, if you will, negotiations between, discussions, consultations between the RADA and the GVN.
Can we move to the other four camps?
It'll be renewed on GVN request, and whether it has or not, I don't know. I do know that yesterday, when things had been completely resolved to the GVN satisfaction, that the camp to the northwest of Bonneville, the province chief himself approved the dispatch of supply trucks. Firearm in the last 7 minutes. In the camp of Blue Prong, which is the
southwesternmost of the province of Quang Duc. This has been a divided camp. One company moved over and joined the forces from Bone Supply. The remaining companies forged out for a while on Sunday and then withdrew and raised the GVM flag.
One company.
About 11 companies that physically moved.
Well, I want to ask what you said. happened between yesterday with the release of these prisoners on decisions which have now brought about this plan of action, this step plan of government action, whether you expect this action to be taken today by the EBA to reassert their control of the camp.
The pattern on the other camps and has been that over the last few days a lobby committee, very broadly based from among the population of Monmouth Tour and the surrounding areas, both civil and military representatives, has started a program of visits to the several camps to discuss the overall problem and the importance of bringing problems which are shared by the entire Lincoln-wide nation as a minority group to the captain's table. Raising the point, it's a very legitimate point, that U.S. support for these paramilitary forces is not likely to continue if the forces being supported were no longer willing to undertake operations against the U.S. prong, which is the very laser and butcher of the program. And generally, recommending patience in dealing with matters which are essentially long range, and particularly in the context of the rather severe and diverse pressures to which the government is subjected. And also to determine the basic sentiments of the people. Now, these groups have been generally well received. They have included, incidentally, a major Murdoch, who, my memory serves me correctly, is the senior Ivor officer of water extraction in the Army Forces. The name of the game here was also to follow this up by repositioning in the camp as the symbol of A on the one hand, B on the authority on the other, and on the other of the allegiance, reaffirmation of the allegiance of the CIBG troops. A GVM official, ethnically lobby. This program, as we've indicated before, has gone very well in all of these other camps. And it was generally assumed that once the prisoner release was effected in Bone Supply, that a parallel pattern would be followed. As I think you all know now, the the government of Vietnam has